I'd like to call to order a special meeting of Ways and Means this June 25th, 5 o'clock. Natalie, will you take roll?
Archer?
Here.
Ronk? Bartels?
Here.
Tavera?
Present.
Haynes?
Here.
Mayo?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
And Donaldson?
Okay. All right. Today we're going to solidify our resolutions for legislative appropriations. I'd like to start off with resolution number 129, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County to enter into an agreement with Awareness. Someone make a motion to approve this as amended before you.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Mary Beth Mayo, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All in favor. Resolution number 130, authorizing the chair, Ken's on his way, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Walker Valley Chemical Engine number one. Someone want to make a motion to approve resolution 130 as amended before you?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
No opposition. Okay. Resolution number 131. This is the Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District. I'll take a motion to approve resolution 131 as amended before you.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. In conversations with regards to procedure, it didn't make sense for us to be passing a contract with zero value. So the proper thing to do is to defeat the resolution in committee. So at this time, I'd like to take a motion to block resolutions 132, 133, 134, and 140. So that would be RECAL, DNH Canal Society, Hudson River Maritime Museum, and Don't Be a Monster.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. On the block, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, would someone like to make a motion to approve the blocked resolutions? Legislator Haynes, do I have a second?
Mayo.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Two ayes. Opposed?
Does Ken realize what we're doing, what we're voting on right now?
Yeah, Ken, this is the block. Sorry, you just came in. I didn't catch you. This is the blocked resolutions for zero value.
So when you vote yes, you're voting for full value.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to withdraw my motion.
No, your motion's
fine. Your motion's fine. It's just now on the resolution.
On the resolutions as blocked, I'm a no.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of no?
No.
Okay. Wait. Just say all in favor.
All in favor? No one. Opposed?
Yes.
All of us. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I was on an extended call with a member of the Lodging Coalition, so.
Okay.
Well, it was legislative business, but it was just not this business.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. Resolution 135, this is for People's Place. Would someone like to make a motion to approve resolution 135 as amended before you?
I make a motion as amended.
I'll second.
And a second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 136. This is the Ulster County Community Action Committee. Someone like to make a motion
as amended.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No opposition. Resolution 137. Mid-Hudson Art. a motion as...
I make a motion as amended.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, no opposition. Resolution 138, make a motion to amend as before us.
I make a motion as amended.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, resolution 139. This is for the Ulster County Library Program.
I make a motion as amended.
Second?
Second, Heidi.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 141, excuse me. This is for supervised visitation. We had previously postponed this. Legislator Bartels?
Make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Okay. Legislator Bartels.
So I had a brief conversation with Commissioner Iapposi today. I had asked that we postpone it a month, but then given that we had the meeting today, I wanted to see if I could get some update. He said that he did some research, because obviously Department of Social Services has always participated in supervised visitation, particularly as it's mandated by the court for those in our care and custody for whatever reason, whether that's been through removal or a voluntary separation. His understanding of this program is that this program is used for private custody matters. In other words, it's in connection with private custody cases where supervised visitation is recommended. And typically, he said that the members come to agreement on who might be able to provide that supervised visitation. Sometimes it's a family member, but there are cases where they either can't come to agreement or they don't have anyone, there's no one that they can get to provide the supervision for the visitation. And in those cases, now the court would refer to Family of Woodstock, and the county pays for that that supervision. He said that there is an organization that does this regionally. I think it's called Bridges of Hope, he said. He said, but they charge a fee. Family of Woodstock also charges a fee. It's just that we pay it. And his impression from talking to the clerk of one of the courts was that the court sees it as a valuable service, particularly for families who might not have the means to pay for the service. Now, I do personally believe that we need to have a conversation in this next budget cycle of where this program will live if we continue with it with the county, if we continue to serve it. I don't know that that would be social services. It might be Department of Health or Mental Health or through some of the other, we'll have to talk to the executive's office about it. I don't, at this point in time, it's not something that would be taken over by social services, because again, these are private custody cases. So I think we should discuss this and move on it today.
Are you going to make a proposal to amend the current amount?
Yeah. Can you share the numbers that you had or that Natalie got from the last cycle? And also,
go ahead.
Just as background for everyone to know, as we're looking at this contract, this is a not to exceed contract. They bill, I think Natalie can tell us, but I think they bill quarterly.
Yeah.
And they submit invoices. So it's not an absolute that we would spend this money. I think we're going to hear from Natalie in a minute that we didn't spend the full amount last year. So
Natalie, you want to just give everyone an update of what you surfaced?
Sorry, I had to sum the quarterly payment. So last year they submitted for just shy of $23,000. And then.
But they had an up to of $25,500, correct?
I have, yeah, $25,500.
And this year, there was language added in the program where we're asking them to tell us the by month, the number of families that were assigned, the number of visits that were set up, and the number of visits that were conducted per month, correct? Legislator Walter?
Yeah, I guess I have a question about that, especially with COVID and most of the courts being closed. Do we know what the last 3 months have looked like? You said we get quarterly reports?
Yeah, we didn't get anything this year because this is this year's contract that we're discussing.
Oh, right.
Submission.
So we don't know.
Part of their invoicing, so they wouldn't have invoiced us for a period that there's no executed contract for.
Now, we did hear, and Tracy, you may have heard this, that there was limited family court, but it's not the usual full docket. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't hear that from Commissioner Iaposi. I heard that anecdotally.
Oh, okay.
From people in my life, so I couldn't 100% confirm that or whether or not that was just their experience of it.
Legislator Haynes.
But wouldn't there still have been continued visitation?
With the family of Woodstock?
Even during COVID, if these monies are going towards supervised visitation, wouldn't there have continued to, I can't imagine a parent waiving their rights to visitation even during a pandemic.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. Legislator Walter.
Yeah, I feel like maybe given this information, I mean, I don't want to postpone it, but at the same time, I don't know if this is accumulative, whether this just provides services for the first set of visitations, because if it was accumulative for all visitations, then it would just get bigger and bigger. So it might be worth knowing a little bit more about how much they've served over the last 3 months and whether the courts were even operating in this way.
Did we get a response from Family of Woodstock on this? I don't have it before me.
Isn't this the one that they suggested that they drop down to, or maybe that was a different one? One of them family had sort of suggested a cut, but
this is the only family one in this packet, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So they suggested a drop down. I have written in my notes that they suggested a drop down to 7,500, but that doesn't sound, a drop down of 7,500. Maybe that's what they said in their notes.
I have it here. You're right, Eve. It says to drop it by 7,500 to make it 22,500.
Okay. Does somebody want to make an amendment?
Lynn, can I be recognized?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand up there.
That's okay. It's in the blue. It's tough.
It's dark. Yeah. Sorry.
It is. Yeah. I'm backlit here, which is a problem. Here, if I turn this way, you'll be able to see me better.
Oh, much better.
I'll hold the computer. Remind me, because I think I was on my ambulance call when we went through this, at Ways and Means. What was agreed on by the committee?
We had postponed it, waiting further information from Iaposi. Which that's what Tracy just shared with us.
Okay. What was the original amount without 30. Me pulling it up?
30.
30?
Yep.
At this time, here's my proposal. I make an amendment that we drop it to $20,000. But reserve the right for them to come back to us later in the year and justify an increase if there's more visitation. That would be my proposal.
Is there a second, Tracy?
Well, I'll second it for discussion, and then may I comment?
Yes, please.
I mean, I'm just curious, Ken, wouldn't they be coming back to us just through the course of the contract with these new details, given that they bill, one, they bill quarterly, and two, they bill as they use it. So yeah. If there's more visitation, that, you know what I mean? They're going to, if there's last year, they didn't use the full funding. So I feel like they're going to come to us anyway. I mean, the difference between what they're asking for, which is the $7,500 cut to a $10,000 cut, I think is minimal. You know, I'd almost sooner go with their $7,500 cut for this year, but I really do want us to look closely at this program and see where it could live in an executive budget if in fact we determine that it's worthy to move forward with. Because again, we're funding private custody cases, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I think we do need to really understand that and have it looked at somehow departmentally.
Legislator Ron.
Thanks. My going a little above their number, for a cut is mainly because, I think that they're probably not going to use the whole amount that they've asked for either. And I would rather, keep less in the budget when we're trying to cut than put more in knowing that they're probably going to come in under budget again, especially since the courts have been shut down except for in emergencies. And from what you've said, Tracy, about what Mike Biaposi said and the fact that even last year they came in under budget with a full year of visitation, I feel like the $20,000 is safe. And then, the reserving the right is, no one wants, the visitations, to have a gap or something like that. So again, with the quarterly reporting, if we notice that there's a higher number than normal of visitations, the legislature can always put it back in. That's our right here. I don't know. I just think that, I definitely agree with you that we should look for a place to put this in the budget as a whole. But I also think that this highlights the need for, Legislator Petit and I, along with Legislator Walter and others who have interest, to work on the policy for funding these organizations. Because, again, this seems like something that, if it's this important, should be a regular line in the budget and shouldn't be, subject to the will or whims of, a majority of members on this committee or a majority of members in the legislature.
Legislator Haynes.
I just happened to look it up. Under the Family of Woodstock website, it says visitation has now been moved to the Everett Hodge Center. This happened last fall. And the program typically works with 5 to 8 families each month. And last year, they actually hired 2 extra staff to help facilitate so that there wasn't a backlog waiting, so there wasn't a waiting list.
Okay, right. So there's amendment before us to amend to 20,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll concede. The 10,000. As long as they have the opportunity to come back to us, and we're all acknowledged.
Yeah,
Can we make that caveat in the contract?
I did in my motion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
And I think we'll need to communicate that to them and to our caucuses. Stipulation.
Okay. All right. Resolution 142, this is the Dispute Resolution Center. Motion to approve 142 as amended before you.
I'll move it as amended.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I need to go back to 141, I needed to do the 2-step and I only did the 1-step. So we approved the amendment. Now we have to adopt the resolution as amended. So on resolution 141, can I get a motion?
I'll move it.
And a second? Mary Beth Mayo. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Resolution 143, this is Ulster County Performance Arts Center. This is a motion to approve Resolution 143 as amended before you.
I'll move it as amended.
Second? Mary Beth Mayo, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. Any new business, anyone?
Lynn, I was opposed.
Oh, you're opposed. Okay, I apologize. I didn't catch your hand.
Yeah, it's okay. And I also missed some of them before. I had a problem with PDF. I couldn't open it, so I did unfortunately vote yes earlier where I meant to vote no on some, but that's okay.
Before the meeting's
adjourned, you want to change your vote before? I'm sorry.
I said before the meeting's adjourned, he can change his vote.
I understand. That's what I was just going to say.
Okay.
Is there a vote you'd like to change, John, before we close the meeting?
I just got the PDF open, so let me go back because I had it in my email and I didn't open it, so I got it now. Give me a second.
Okay. Which resolution is it? Okay.
Lynn, never mind. Go ahead. It's fine. It's fine.
You're okay. So you're only opposed to the last one, 143.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any new business?
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. See you on the 30th.
Amber, your hand.